namastecha narang chaiva narottamam devim saraswatim vyasam tau jaya mudureyet nasta preshu abhadreshu nityang bhagavata sevaya Bhagavat Uttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtaki. So reading Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 33, The Rasa Dance, Text 28. Aptakamo yadupati kritavan vai jagupsitam king abhipraya etanna samshayam chindi suvrata Aptakamo yadupati kritavan vai jagupsitam king abhipraya etanaha samshayam chindi suvrata Aptakamo yadupati Kritavan vai jagupsitam King abhipraya etana Sangshayam chindi suvrata
Aptakamo yadupati
Aptakamo yadupati
Satisfied. Yadupati, the master of the Yadu dynasty, Kritavan has performed. Vai, certainly, Jagupsitam,
that which is contemptible,
King Abhipraya,
with what intent?
Etat,
this,
na,
our,
Sangshayam,
doubt.
Chindi,
please cut.
Suvrata,
O faithful upholder of vows.
Translation and purport by the followers of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki.
O faithful upholder of vows, please destroy our doubt by explaining to us what purpose the self-satisfied Lord of the Yadus had in mind when he behaved so contemptibly. Please repeat. O faithful upholder of vows,
please destroy our doubt
by explaining to us
what purpose
the self-satisfied Lord of the Yadus
had in mind
when he behaved so contemptibly.
Purport.
It is clear to the enlightened that these doubts will arise in the minds and hearts of persons unfamiliar with the transcendental pastimes of the Lord. Therefore, since time immemorial, great sages and enlightened kings like Parikshit Maharaj have openly raised these questions to provide the authoritative answer for all posterity. The future generations, posterity. Om Jnana Timarandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Swapadantikam Namaham Vishnupadaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pacharane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschacha Deshitarane Vanchakalpa Trubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, there have been some doubts from people whether, you know, we should read the 10th canto concerning such intimate pastimes of the Lord with the gopis. But obviously the Srimad Bhagavatam, the incarnation of the Lord, is arranged by the Lord for our ultimate purification, because we'll hear it coming up soon, but I just noticed this last verse. It says, anyone who faithfully hears or describes the Lord's playful affairs with the young gopis of Vrindavan will attain the Lord's pure devotional service. Thus he will quickly become sober and conquer lust, the disease of the heart. So I think it's good that we're glorifying Krishna, because the great sages and saints throughout the ages are giving explanation as to the Lord, his transcendental position. In the spiritual world, Krishna has loving relationships with all devotees and all varieties. In Goloka Vrindavan, particularly and especially loving the gopis, and the Cowherd Boys and Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj, just like we have this replica here in Vrindavan. So being in Vrindavan, naturally we're inclined, Lalita Vishaka, Radha Shama Sundar, even all the rickshaw drivers say Radhe Radhe, and everyone is very much to some extent appreciating that the Lord has manifested himself to show us something and to attract us back home, back to the spiritual world. So in the spiritual world, everyone is a nitya siddha, eternally liberated soul, whereas those who want to somehow be the enjoyers experience, well, what does it mean to be the supreme enjoyer? We're given a chance from the body of Lord Brahma to heavenly controllers, to human beings, to demonic forms, to various species of life, animals, you know, worms, plants, trees, so many varieties are there, and all types of experiences are available. And we're going to the amusement park and trying one ride after another after another. We go to the prison house from solitary confinement to third class prisoner, first class prisoner. You know, one should not simply strive to become from a third class prisoner or first class prisoner, because what happens is you become degraded and again become a third class, and again the process happens again and again and again. So by the Lord's mercy, this Mahatattva, Karana Dakshai Vishnu, produces all the universes, because there's unlimited living beings. In the spiritual world, is mainly populated, three quarters of the Lord's creation, by liberated souls who are fully satisfied in the relationship with Krishna. Very intimate, very loving. Krishna is not impersonal. He's very personal and he's loving. So unfortunately, in this world, we have the tendency to forget that. We want to forget that because we want to try to imitate, like, the king's not around, so I want to be the king. You know, he's not the controller. We all want to be the controller. You know, all the great scientists and economists and philosophers, everyone in this material world with great enterprises and so much endeavor is trying to find ways of how to increase the sense enjoyment. If I can make the taste, you know, more varieties of taste, more sweet sounds, and, you know, more gratification, ultimately to the gratification of sex desire, thinking that this will make me happy. But it's being proven and told and experienced that there's no real happiness in the material world. It ultimately ends up with the body grow after, you know, youthful energy, hopeful dreams and hopes of a very successful life with people in our surroundings, in my family and my children. I saw yesterday there was another shooter killed three little children in a school, and people just have no idea that material world is dukkaliyam ashashvatam, full of misery, a temporary place. We're not escapists. We are very fortunate to have the brilliant light of Srimad Bhagavatam, because the universe is naturally dark, is darkness. When the night comes and there's no illumination of any sort, you can't even see your hand. So it's described in the very beginning when Lord Brahma was created that he performed tapasya. And by his austerity, the Lord in the heart was very pleased. He actually manifested himself before Lord Brahma, the perfect living entity. Sometimes the Lord also comes in the form of Lord Brahma, because Brahma becomes empowered by the Lord to create all the worlds within this universe. And there are many Brahmas, but our particular Brahma, four-headed Lord Brahma, he created all the worlds. All the planets we see in the sky, hundreds, thousands, millions. And not only that, all the different forms of life. He was empowered by the Lord to be a secondary creator. So we think, well, Lord Brahma is the creator. He's a secondary creator. Narada and Brahma are speaking, and Narada was curious to know. But Brahma was straightforward. Govindam Adipurusham Tamaham Bhajami. The Govinda, he's the Adipurusha. the original Karna, 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 cause of all causes. From him comes everything. So Krishna manifested all the material ingredients, the earth that we're standing on, the fire we're cooking with, the air we're breathing, the ether, the mind, when we're thinking, contemplating so many things, how to maneuver our situation so we become better situated, more comfortable, happy. And then the intelligence to kind of observe the mind's restlessness. And then the false ego, the identification that we've come to after billions and trillions of births. So one day of Brahma is 1,000 kalpas, satya treta dwapara kali, long, long duration, it seems to us. Like Prabhupada described, there's some little bugs that are born in nighttime, they produce their offspring, they fly around, they die before the sun even comes out. That's their experience of their whole life. If they were told, you know, these humans, they actually live the night and the day, light, night and day, 30 days in a month and 100 years. You know, how is it possible? So we're like the frog in the well, thinking the Indian Ocean is, you know, maybe a little bit bigger than my well, or the Pacific Ocean. But God, He's beyond our imagination. And so trying to understand, how is it that He creates, that when He wanted to hear, our hearing capacity became available. When He wanted to smell, our ability to smell, to taste, to touch, all the various instruments which we use for survival and gratification are given by the Lord, but they're meant for a purpose. In the Satya Yuga, the Vedic literature is very prominent, so people are guided that, okay, you came to the world, you're on the, like the, on the shore of the beach, you're playing with the sandcastle, so your father wants to come, okay, come before the wave comes and destroys your sandcastle, because all our endeavors, despite all our attempts, everything is taken away and everything is destroyed, ultimately, life after life. So the Vedic literatures are guiding us, and the Lord appeared in many forms as described, but we can't imagine because we try to relate Krishna due to our own experience, our own, you know, we know people are born in a certain way, they act in particular ways, but our scientific, or we're also given that mind and intelligence by Krishna, and we're thinking that we can figure out God or figure out the purpose of life by our mental gymnastics or our abilities due to so many Einstein brains together, we'll figure it all out. But no one has a clue. They cannot even figure out nature. They cannot produce even, you know, a little mosquito or an ant, what to speak of a microbe. Life comes from life, and only that spirit soul, which comes from the spiritual world, from the kingdom of God, which has actually a back home, back to God, it means that we have an identity, we have a relationship with Krishna in the spiritual world, and we've somehow fallen off the boat, the transcendental boat, into the ocean of material existence. And there's a lot of suffering, a lot of sharks cruising around. Imagine the fearful situation of falling off a boat and there you are in the middle of the ocean and the boat forgot all about you and you're stuck and all these vicious creatures are ready to devour you. So we're thinking that, no, this is good, it's happy. It's a reflection of the spiritual world. So yes, the sunshine is very pleasing. Until the sun was made, there was no existence. Then the material world starts functioning, so you can see and the light, the heat, all the different aspects of life. If one is a little bit contemplative and intelligent, he can understand that I'm not independent, I'm not the controller, I'm forced to grow old, I'm forced to get diseased, and I'm forced to die, what to speak of, forced for rebirth. So here we are in the previous age. Lord Ramachandra appeared some millions of years ago And we are fortunate that Srila Prabhupada opened Krishna Balaram Mandir on Ram Navami. We had the Adivas yesterday, a very beautiful ceremony with glorification and prayers, just like Brahma was performing his tapa. Lord Krishna was very pleased. So I'm sure Krishna Balaram appreciate the endeavor and the wonderful arrangement that devotees made for the pleasure of the Lord. But the devotees naturally are enjoying, because when the Lord enjoys, the devotees enjoy. So Lord Ramachandra appeared as a human being, and avajananti man mudha manushintanu mashritang param bhavam ajananto mama bhuta maheshwaram. Those who are fools and rascals, who have no intelligence, they cannot understand that the Lord exists, because He's created everything. It's not that it's simply a mindless void. The whole universe is a lifeless bunch of planets just floating around. Only on Earth we have life in the land, life in the sea, life everywhere. But every place else is a desolate desert, and it has no meaning or purpose behind it. This is basically escape. So those who want to get free of the suffering of the repeated birth and death, they come to the platform of Brahman understanding. They understand the sun or the effulgence. Everything comes from Brahman. Everything is maintained by Brahman, and everything goes back to Brahman at the end. But that's not the ultimate. That's not the end. Although there's some happiness, great happiness, greater than material happiness. And then one may go further to understand the super soul, the Lord in the heart, that someone is maintaining my life, someone's giving me the intelligence, someone's giving me the ability to move my hands and fingers and legs and make decisions one way or the other. And Arjuna was given a great philosophical discussion with Lord Krishna, and ultimately Krishna said, now you decide what you want to do. So that independence is never taken away, but the guidance and the logic and reason behind, yeah, there must be something more than simply working hard all day and simply identifying, trying to satisfy not only myself, but also all my relatives and countrymen and family members. This naturally happens, and the natural affection is there. But the ultimate purpose of the human form of life in particular is that we can awaken our God consciousness. And so Krishna performed wonderful activities as Lord Ramachandra. And again, there are many speculators and so-called authors of books who want to put forward their own ideas that Ram was just basically a very powerful man, and Krishna also, he's overly glorified. Maybe he had a lot of wives and lifted up a little hill or something. But they want to somehow make it seem fictitious, or something very made up in the factory of this escapist, the spiritualist minds. But this knowledge of Bhagavatam is just so exacting and so detailed and so descriptive. And with proper guidance, by approaching the spiritual master, Tadvedi Pranipate na Pariprashnena Sevaya Upadikshyanti Te Jnanam Jnanas Tattva Darshana. Because Prabhupada, he's special. He was sent. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta is special. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, the pure devotees are special beings. I was reading Leelamrita how Kirtananda, Chutananda, different devotees went with Prabhupada when he was ill. He came back in 1967, I believe, needed to recover because his health was not good. And devotees were thinking, Prabhupada, how is it a pure devotee gets sick? So try to understand that he's not attacked by Maya, but he said Maya could see that in a very short time he's making so much progress, so Maya naturally attacks. But Krishna protected, Krishna saved. And devotees were thinking, oh, when they come to Vrindavan, so many spiritual personalities are there. But they said, none of them were like Srila Prabhupada. He was unique and very special. So just imagine, we're fortunate enough to take birth at a time that we can have Prabhupada's association. in the form of Prabhupada's servants. We're hearing so many pastimes, Prabhupada's books, because if you don't have the good fortune of staying in the family of Krishna consciousness, the curious mind will naturally bring us to, well, let me see what the Goswamis have to say. Let me see what the great Acharyas have to say. I think I can achieve perfection in Radhakund. I can just go there and dip in the water daily and I'll achieve a perfection. But without the careful guidance, Prabhupada holding our hand and giving us the proper guidance, then it's generally understood that one who doesn't take shelter of a pure devotee, he'll have simply bad association and bad advice from his uncontrolled mind and senses. What to speak of those who are also with uncontrolled mind and senses, like now society and democracy, all the ordinary citizens who know nothing about what it means to run a kingdom or leadership or transcendental qualities, they elect whatever choices they have. I think this guy can do something good for us. So it's the blind leading the blind. People are bewildered. So Lord Ramchandra, he set a wonderful example, and he's, after millions of years, is still, Ramayana is so famous, and Ram Leela, we're going to see tomorrow a beautiful Ram Leela in our Krishna hall. And this is to attract us to the Lord and his activities. So here we are. Lord came 5,000 years ago as Krishna, Swayam Bhagavan Krishna. We have a Swami named Swayam Bhagavan Krishna from England, right?
Swayam Bhagavan Keshav.
Swayam Bhagavan Keshav Maharaj. So this is very unique. Only once in the day of Brahma, the Lord appears. And from the very beginning of his appearance, and these are just not mythology or some made-up stories just because we have nothing to do in our spare time with, let's make up some phenomenal stories about the Lord. Different acharyas, different periods, different scriptures, they're all glorifying the Lord in so many beautiful ways. That Krishna, you know, killed Putana, Trinavarta, this demon, that demon, when he wanted to stop the demigod worship or worshiping without understanding the purpose, that this is some kind of ritual, some kind of superstition. He wanted that Nanda Maharaj and the cowherd boys, or the cowherd men, perform the proper worship of the cows and Govardhan Hill, which is providing all the necessities. And lifting Govardhan Hill out of love to protect all the devotees, in one sense, had 7 days of very intimate relationship. If you see the picture of Krishna, he's there looking at the gopis with his eyes and feeling a little embarrassed because Balaram is seeing him looking at the gopis. So the mountain, the Govardhan Hill starts shaking because of his inability to kind of conceal his love. But to speak about the love that Krishna has for the cowherd boys and the gopis is good, because I mean we're always thinking of lust and there's so much pornography and so much advertisement on the street, and every endeavor of the capitalist materialist is to attract us by the, you know, beautiful figures that we're seeing, thinking, yes, I can enjoy like this. But Krishna is showing us real enjoyment, eternal happiness. And if it's properly understood and properly taken, then that is actually the cure. That when we're feeling that actually this parang drishtva nivartate, this higher taste, can be awakened by following the order of the spiritual master. But somehow the rascal mind, due to many, many lifetimes of attempted sense gratification, even this lifetime, we're always thinking, don't be so fanatical, don't be so, you know, too many rules and regulations. Swamiji's too conservative. Prabhupada didn't like it. He said, I'm not conservative. I'm very, you know, we're feasting, chanting, dancing. We're a festival every day. In Vrindavan, we're experiencing a festival daily. But still, we fail to recognize we're a servant of the mind and senses. We're serving the tongue. Ah, look at that cheesecake. Incredible. Gotta have that cheesecake. The eyes. Is it you get in trouble, you know? You're looking at all the different beautiful forms. The Lord's making, everything is beautiful. It's a reflection of the spiritual world. So it says that you can imagine the most beautiful woman, but the heavenly women are so much more beautiful. And the goddesses of fortune, the spiritual kingdom, are billions of times more beautiful. So yes, Krishna is beautiful. The gopis are beautiful. And the relationship is very beautiful. And by having this association with the devotees and hearing Nityang Bhagavata Sevaya daily, we have to hear because we have a tendency to forget, because we're long-time servants of the mind, long-time servants of the senses. They're not grateful. They're not going to stop saying, okay, stop gratifying me and go chant Hare Krishna. But the real senses are covered by the mundane senses. And the mundane senses will create a smoke screen, like a cloud. That cloud will kind of block our vision of the bright sunshine of Krishna's beauty, light. Our consciousness and our mind is clouded by this and desire to enjoy this material world. So if we're thinking that, oh, well, Krishna's enjoying, I can also enjoy like that, that's foolish. The example is given, like Lord Shiva drank that ocean of poison, got a beautiful mark on his neck. But if we drink one drop, we're finished. We're dead. So yes, enjoyment is the goal of life. We want to be happy. We want to enjoy to the fullest. But we can't, because it's like our senses are covered by a thick glove. What kind of sensation can you have? What kind of real experience? We're just imitating, going through the motions of trying to be happy, trying to enjoy. But yes, yasti bhaktir bhagavat yakinchana savagunastata samasate sura. All the godly qualities. Krishna has so many godly qualities. Demigods have wonderful qualities. So, you know, tolerance, truthfulness, you know, so many beautiful qualities are there. They become manifest automatically in one who is blessed by Guru and Krishna. Guru Krishna, Prasadipai Bhakti Lata Beej. That Bhakti Lata Beej, that seed of devotion. We already have that. Our spiritual soul is there. Krishna's there. He's observing us. And he's facilitating, because we cannot move our hand unless Krishna allows it. So we think, oh, well, why is he let me get involved in sense gratification? Because this is what we want. Krishna is not going to interfere with our independence. You know, you want to be a demigod? You worship the demigods. You want to have a beautiful wife? You worship Uma. You know, you want to have wealth? Kuvera. So many. And so everyone is on different levels in their journey in this lifetime. And we've had so many lifetimes. As little children crying at the temple, or, you know, as great, powerful Birla, Rockefeller, Ford, you know, president of a country, you know, become Putin, in charge of Russia, or, you know, become, who's in charge of America now? Biden? Yeah. Who should get? You know, we have some really incredible personalities, Kali Yuga products, and that's all we have. We have nothing in this material world. It's a place of suffering. Abrahma Bhuvanaloka Punaravartano Arjuna. From the highest planet down to the lowest, in any universe, doesn't matter, in any form of life, everyone has to die. So why we should waste our time racing here and there? You see in the early morning, people are on the highways and beeping their horn, and especially in India, they just keep the horn on the whole way. I'm coming, make way, I'm coming through, you know, plow through. I got very important things to do. Everyone's so busy for sense gratification. And what is the end result? Suffering. Anyone have any old relatives? We're all getting old too, but some of the relatives are even older, 80, 90, 100 years old. There's a lot of suffering involved in this material world. And that's an indication from Krishna that wake up, jeev jago, gora chandra bole. So Krishna is calling us, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Nityananda, Panchatattva are calling us. get up, go to the Mangal Arati, see the beautiful form of the deities. Oh, but I'm tired. Yeah, it's okay. Sleep later. But come and see the deities. We're worshiping Tulsi Devi and we're chanting Harinama, 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 Eva Kevalam, Kaluva Nasteva, Nasteva, Nasteva Gatiranita. There's many books of philosophy, very erudite scholars, great volumes of, we could sit and study, which is good. We should study, but ultimately all that conclusion is I should chant the Lord's holy name. I should hear about Krishna. I should chant about Krishna, and I should associate with those who are eager to be with Krishna in the spiritual world. Because time is short, you know, life is going by very quickly. And if we don't utilize every moment, we're great losers. I think people mock each other in America, loser. You know, like, you know, you're good for nothing, you're a loser. So we don't want to be losers. We want to actually be the most fortunate living entities in the world. And we're already made super fortunate by Prabhupada undergoing so much struggle. As I was saying yesterday, I spoke for a few minutes how when Prabhupada first came back to India in 67, he thought, well, we'll start an American house where devotees can come and learn at the Bon Marsh College Sanskrit. And you know, he wanted to train some of his young disciples as to what is Vedic culture, and that was difficult. It'll take some time. So, but now you see what's manifested by Prabhupada's desire to serve Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. And Prabhupada wasn't hesitant when the 1970 Nectar of Devotion came. If you read the Nectar of Devotion, so much intimacy is there. So much of them. Gopis' feelings and chastising Krishna and loving affairs are described in detail. And Krishna book also, who are we? You know, 1 year, 2 years, 5 years, even 50 years, we're still like little babies. We're dependent upon our father to give us the proper nourishment. So Srila Prabhupada, even though he was asked, Prabhupada, can you talk about the Rasa Leela? And Srila Prabhupada was a little silent. He said, we generally don't discuss these things. And he explained his very intimate loving affairs with Krishna. But then he went ahead and gave a little bit of a insight. And it's not like some, oh, you know, wow, in a spiritual way, when the spiritual master gives a description of Krishna and his intimate relationship with his loving parts and parcels, which he created. I mean, Krishna created everything, right? So Krishna wants to enjoy. So he creates Radharani, Balaram, cowherd boys, living entities. You know, there's different categories, different degrees, and we can't understand Krishna's creation or even purpose. It says, janma karma chame devyam evan yoviti tatvata. One who understands Krishna's appearance and the nature of his activities, how he interacts in this world. But he does so, but he's not bound by the so-called rules and regulations. Well, you think if God can do it, I can do it too. No, there are certain rules and regulations which govern the conditioned living entities, and they are being governed by the Vedic directions, and the Vedas are meant to extract us, bring us out of this illusion that we're the enjoyers, bring us out of this illusion that there's any kind of a permanent existence in a temporary bodily encagement. And so Krishna performs incredible pastimes, wonderful pastimes, which are very, very attractive. And one who's properly hearing them in the proper way will be enlivened, and he'll awaken his love for God. So we should be careful not to jump ahead of the spiritual master's orders and thinking that, you know, it's said in Nectar of Instruction, if I just go, I should, that the Vrindavan is, Mathura is great, Vrindavan is better, Govardhan Hill is better, and Radha Kund is the best. So I'm not putting down Radhakund's wonderful. We should go there. We should bathe. We should worship, and we should appreciate. And there are many great saintly personalities. But this Sankirtan mission is reflective of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's desire and Lord Krishna's desire that we spread this message of Krishna consciousness for all the conditioned souls. So book distribution, this is the perspective that preaching is the essence. You know, this is the purpose of our society, that we need to let the fallen, suffering, lost, conditioned souls understand that there's a path out of this maze, this banyan tree with all the roots are going every which direction. Once you're lost in the dark wilderness and you have no light, no guidance, you're pretty much finished. So Prabhupada's giving us the light, giving us the guidance, and he exhibited by his personal behavior with so much endeavor and love for Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, and with the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Jari Dako Tare Koho Krishna Upadesha Maragai Guru Hoi Tare Desh, just broadcast to everyone the teachings of Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam. This is the Lord's incarnation, Srimad Bhagavatam, and it's relishable and becomes more relishable the more you read. But not only just read and then do nothing. So preaching is the essence. Books are the basis, because these were produced. Srila Prabhupada produced this Srimad Bhagavatam and started this whole International Society for Krishna Consciousness based on the Srimad Bhagavatam, the books. Purity is a force. So unless we're chanting, unless we're following the orders of Srila Prabhupada by enthusiastically, you know, how do we, what is the price for this love of God? What is the price? Lolium, they say. Lolium means intense desire. So we have to turn up the pilot, the little flame. We have to get a little intense desire that, to purify, you know, when the fire is burning, everything is purified, or the sunshine is, even from a filthy place, it evaporates the filth and the purity is maintained. So this chanting of the Lord Krishna's holy names, the Maha Mantra, and following the orders of Srila Prabhupada and hearing, you know, we have a lot of difficulties with the mind and senses, but the regular hearing and chanting and the association of devotees is the best medicine and the best formula for awakening our love for Krishna. Although we may not have a taste for it, and you know, we may be thinking, well, maybe there's some place better we could be, or some place more exciting. Maybe I'll go here, I'll go there. But you're in Vrindavan Dham, and it's sitting in front of Srila Prabhupada, and Gornitai Krishna Balaram Lita Vishaka Radhashama Sundar. And then, what is the last one? Utility is the principle. So, preaching is the essence. Books are the basis. That's your foundation. Purity is the force. Without the purity, then people will not, it's difficult to carry on daily. And the utility is the principle. It means we have to apply our intelligence. How to organize the preaching, namahata, the book distribution, the chanting parties, the festivals, the prasadam, the billions of people that are coming through, how to somehow, we're having difficulty with the crowd control, this and that, that. So utility is the principle, yes. We have to do something. Well, that's not so spiritual, just meetings and discussing these things, is it? Prabhupada did everything. He was every penny, every paisa. He wanted to know how it's being spent. And Prabhupada wanted to personally be involved. He was eager, already making plans to come back, only spend 6 months, but he also took it as an opportunity to think of how to spread Krishna consciousness in India. Let me come back to develop New York. You know, if you want to make me happy, we don't have a center in Los Angeles. Anybody opens a center in Los Angeles will make me very happy. So devotees were very much endeared to Prabhupada's transcendental position, just being a very loving and caring father. And naturally people were attracted, but those who want to keep in the shade and avoid the sunshine, there's no hope to get any sunlight unless you want it. So you have to want to have Krishna consciousness, then it's very effective, you know. So I don't think we should be in any way feeling, oh no, 10th canto, we shouldn't touch. This is, it's all nectar from beginning to end. And, you know, we didn't discuss anything that's not appropriate. We should speak appropriately too. But Krishna's amazing. The pastimes are amazing. And we can also join those amazing pastimes. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So any questions? He's coming, just now coming. Get the microphone.
I'm glad you mentioned that we don't live in Ramakund all the time, because even though I was initiated 52 years ago today, I still don't feel qualified.
Jai, 52 years ago.
I don't feel qualified to stay at the Ramakund, but it's okay, of course, to visit it, but make this our main center.
Yes, Prabhupada said everything's within these four walls of Krishna Balaram Mandir. You don't need to go anywhere else. Brahmananda used to always say like that. So, yes, it's all because the service and the guru and the deities and the kirtan and prasad, everything's here. Thank you. No pressure, Shruta. You better say something.
No, well, since you asked. So how do we reconcile that? It's in the Shastras, it's in the very nectar of instructions, really the main instructions. Go live in Radhakund.
Yes. Are you going?
I'm finished.
Yes, it's... It's just like we should avoid, in one sense, the intimate pastimes of Radha and Krishna, because we're just not ready. It's like a little seedling, green mango. Although it has all the potency of becoming yellow, ripe, and very delicious and tasty. Right now it's green, just a hard little lump. So we're like little babies, and we can't appreciate what is Radha Kund or what is the love for Krishna. Like that. So it takes time for maturity to develop, you know, just got to be patient. It takes time for to ripen, and then you can appreciate the real essence.
Yes, further on that point, there are so many instructions and so many guidance and advices, but we take those instructions according to the prescription of Guru. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, as an example, said if you don't chant 64 rounds a day, you're not even a human being.
We're all animals.
So, in thinking about going to Radha, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta didn't bathe in, he didn't go in Radha Kund. And I see devotees just diving in like they think it's their swimming pool. But it's Srimati Radharani's personal bath. So, this is the role of Guru to give us that as the doctor. Yes. At the end of the medication, at the end of the treatment, we expect to be healthy. In fact, we should have confidence. Rupa Goswami instructs us to have full confidence that someday Krishna will save us. But the doctor, expert doctor, gives according to the degree of the disease, and slowly, slowly, we can eventually return to normal.
Yeah, don't jump ahead. You can't go from kindergarten to the college courses. Right? You want to go to college right away? Somebody else? Martha?
Yes, it's Srila Rupa Goswami is showing us the goal. We're all on this path, all on this journey. So this is the goal, but it's it's true, we have to take the steps to get there.
Baby steps. Little by little. It's real. Krishna consciousness is totally real. And the Srimad Bhagavatam is totally brilliant. And Srila Prabhupada, he's empowered. You can see success of spreading Lord Chaitanya's mission all over the world. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.